If there is an episode I've been really, really hyped about to record, it's this one. As it was, actually even meant to be the first episode, but yeah. I'm what you would call a conservative liberal. And let me explain that. I'm not particularly with the old generation and like their way of thinking, and I'm not particularly in support of many things the new generation currently do. So Lorokon, I am sitting on the fence. One aspect of the new generation that I do not vibe with, like doesn't just tickle my fancy, is the social media's cancel culture. So yeah, these are my thoughts on the cancel culture. So according to the Urban Dictionary, cancel culture simply refers to this popular practice of withdrawing support or canceling people, canceling public figures or companies after they have done or said something that is considered objectionable or just downright offensive. But the problem with these people that actually get canceled people is the hero complex. Basically, these people see calling out other people, like calling out someone's error or defensive opinion, or say, or calling out somebody's subjectively offensive statement as something that is righteous to do. To put it in simple terms, like it makes them feel good about themselves if they call out people. You get trying to like hold people accountable for what they did, and trying to like get justice, equity around justice. But here's the problem about holding someone accountable for what they did. Holding someone accountable requires a goal. Like you have to have a goal to hold someone accountable. Do you want them to apologize, or do you want them to change their opinion and see the popular opinion as supreme and the right opinion? Or do you want them to get fired from their jobs because they had that opinion contrary to your opinion? God forbid that. Or do you simply want the internet to see how good you are at being a savage and just letting people know that you are not to be messed with? The intention is actually not clear and it's actually never stated, but just showing people, or people showing how good they could actually be by doing evil things to the canceled person, just gives this high. Like the situation I called some time ago on Twitter, I think her name was Avril Amaka, this woman from Australia, I think. She came on Twitter and she expressed how much Nigerian men are good and how they take pride in protecting and providing for their families. And this did not sit well with the coven of disguised misogynists that claim feminism in Nigeria. And they pulled strings as far as contacting our workplace, because how dare you support Nigerian men? Like, how dare you support Nigerian men that we daily eat? How? Or the situation of Justin Uji, that a random case of statutory rape came up and the case was brought against him, and boom, people started to write to his school to get him expelled. Guy, that actually even flipped me out, because I've been looking through schools in these countries, the UK, the US, Canada, and the rest of them, and their tuition fee is quite much on the high side. How do you even write a letter to expel someone? Like, how are you so keen on destroying the life just because I want to cancel the person? I am woke. It makes no sense, to be honest. It's sickening, to say the least. I get that there are some people that, like, actually really need to be called out and, like, be held accountable for their misdoings. But this mob cancel culture, they never follow due process. Kashati bati your genity one. Like, that's just their aim, just to spoil someone else's livelihood or spoil someone else's life. Because even if someone does something 7 years ago, and I've gone through a whole process of growth and, like, change their orientation and change their way of thinking, they could still bring it back from that time just to cancel the person. I would like to put it to you that you're not the same person you were 7 years ago. I am not the same person I was 7 years ago. I don't hold the same beliefs I held 7 years ago. So why don't you just allow people understand and, like, just allow people grow and just allow people go through the beautiful process of growth? Obama said this thing on this interview I watched, and he said the idea of purity and that you can actually never be compromised, or you don't have flaws, or you are always politically correct, is in itself totally bullshit. Yeah, I didn't say the last part, I paraphrased, but it's in itself totally bullshit. He said in the woke culture, in the woke color culture, yeah, it is actually believed that the way to make change is to be as judgmental as possible. Just hashtag or tweet about how someone is doing do something right, or use the wrong expression, or use the wrong grammar, and you can sit back feeling good about yourself because, you know, you call them out. How for yourself? Chimamanda said something in this, I don't know what that stuff is called. I think it's a piece. In this piece she wrote, she said, "We are no longer humans. We're just angels, jostling out angel one another." And to be honest, I could not put it much more perfectly than that. She described the situation so perfectly well. We're just angels trying to out-angel ourselves at this point. Everybody just wants to be seen as good. They don't necessarily have to be good. No, that's not the point. They just want to be seen as good. I honestly do not have any solutions to give you, because if you think you need some sort of profound quote or some sort of profound aspire to, acquire to, perspire to, require to, whatever, for you to be more kind or for you to be more accepting of free speech and freedom of expression of opinion that the internet is all about, I feel like your case is above me, to be honest. But I'll ask you, though, what's your take on the cancel culture?